Ready? Gaundy and Maz. The Hit Breakfast Show.
Trending right now.
Hit.com.au.
This is equally as intriguing as it is terrifying. We're talking about sleepwalking this morning.
I'm fascinated in it, Maz.
I think a lot of people are. Okay, if you're a sleepwalker, notorious sleepwalker, and you've got some stories to share, or if you sleep next to a sleepwalker, 131060, give us a buzz.
I think we'll get some rippers.
I hope
so. Come on.
This is what I love about the internet / social media is that Selena Spooky Boo, who is a TikTok user, decided to set up night vision cameras at her house and record her sleepwalking adventures. And then she's posted those videos, very well edited, mind you, on TikTok.
And it doesn't look fake. It looks real to you. You think she's really sleepwalking?
I really do.
Not just for TikTok, because a lot of stuff on socials can be fudged.
I know. I do understand that. And I think whenever we see a video online now, we have this bit of our brain that goes, fake, it's fake, Photoshop. But
looks real?
It does look real. Okay. And then when you, like, one of the videos that she posted is her. She, like, walks over to the kitchen. She gets some cans of soft drink out of the kitchen. Then she goes out to the back garden and tips the cans all on the grass and then goes back into the house.
Weird stuff.
Weird. But in the caption she's written, I was dreaming about a pool party. And I'm like, oh, well, that might make a little bit of sense. So she sort of remembers what she's dreaming about, but then she sleeps. Well, she also, her husband sleeps next to her, and so I guess he can verify this behavior as well. It might have even been his idea. Because, you know, if someone tells you that you're sleepwalking and you've got no memory, like, well, you could just be lying.
Let's have a listen to some of the audio from TikTok. This is her sleepwalk.
Welcome to my sleepwalking chronicles. Calm the fuck down. You're a liar. It's my house.
Oh, God.
See, that sounds really creepy.
Yeah.
This is what she said also in an article that she did with BuzzFeed for an interview. She did say, if I don't eat cheese or I don't eat chocolate after dinner, I have nothing to worry about. So if she wants to, like, I think, post one of these videos the next day, she smashes cheese or chocolate after dinner and that guarantees her a sleepwalking event.
So when you were studying this, is there a correlation between the two? Is there the food you eat and what you do in your sleep?
We didn't cover that when I was studying it in psychology, but I have always said, I've said this for years, I had a cheese dream last night. So if I have like a margarita pizza for dinner, guaranteed I have a really messed up dream that I vividly remember. And I remember it in the morning, and it's always the cheese dream. I've always talked about this. And she's saying, too, if she has cheese, she goes for a bit of a sleepwalk.
Do you ever walk back to the fridge for more cheese?
Always me.
That's not sleepwalking. That's just
my regular behavior.
Hey, look, 131060. There's got to be sleepwalkers out there. And look, for me, if I'm staying at someone's house and a kid was to get up and sleepwalk and was to stand in the doorway, that would freak me out.
My husband, Glenn, apparently did this when he was little. I'm talking like
possessed.
5, 6.
Yeah.
He used to stand at the end of his parents' bed asleep.
No.
Just staring at them. And his dad says he used to wake up, freak out that Glenn was there, and then walk him back to his room and put him back in bed. Mm. Creepy.
Yeah.
Trending right now. Hit.com.au.
It's a real head scratcher. People who go for a walk in their sleep. It's so creepy. And Selena Spooky Boo has set up night vision cameras in her house to record her sleepwalking adventures. And then she puts them on TikTok. And it's really weird, but kind of fascinating at the same time.
Here's a little bit of that.
Welcome to my sleepwalking chronicles. It's my house.
Who's that?
It's my house.
It's my house.
That's her.
Is that her asleep?
And trudging through the kitchen. And she set up all different cameras in her house so she can catch herself when she goes to the fridge and then outside to the lawn in the snow, mind you, and then back into the house.
And there's a definite link between what you're dreaming and what you're sleepwalking. Is that what they say?
Do not know enough about this topic to weigh in properly on that one. But there does seem to be a correlation between eating cheese before you go to bed and crazy dreams / sleepwalking activity.
I'm going to Google cheese dreams.
Cheese dreams, I have said for years, are a thing. People don't believe me. But this lady, Selena Spooky Boo, says that it's after dinner, if she smashes some cheese or some chocolate, that's when she has the wildest sleepwalking adventures.
Well, Jody on 131060, can you vouch for that?
Yes, I can. I was one of those creepy kids that used to stand at their parents' bed at night.
I was. And you just stare at them.
Yeah, so apparently, like, my mum and that would be asleep. I'd stand on my mum's side of the bed and she'd roll over and just see me standing there.
Oh, my God.
And then, they'd just take me back to bed.
Just walk you back.
The creepy thing is that there was actually a cemetery behind my house, so...
Jeez.
But that's...
No.
That's unrelated.
Yeah.
Still scary. I mean, it adds to it, doesn't it?
Scary that you just lived next to a cemetery in general?
Well... I don't know. Maybe I was just a weird kid.
Are you saying you think the dead people buried in the cemetery were making you walk in
possessed.
Your sleep?
I think
they're completely unrelated stories.
There's definitely a link there somewhere.
Maybe it wasn't you standing at the end of your mum's bed. Maybe it was a dead person that just looked like you in your pajamas.
Possibly.
Jody, and you don't do it anymore? It was definitely just a kid thing?
Yeah, it was just a kid thing.
And do you have kids of your own these days?
Yeah, I've got one, but he's only little, so he wouldn't have started anything.
He can't walk
like
yet. You wait, Jody. Yeah.
He might inherit that from you. There you go.
Oh, it is so, it's really creepy.
Liz, you've got an adult in your life who does it.
Yes.
Hey,
Liz. It might be the reason why I have so many children.
Oh.
Okay.
Nathan, my partner.
Yes.
He hasn't done it for about 5 years or so. He says sleep shag. So.
Of course.
He'll wake up in the middle of the night and, like, be, like, on top of me and getting into it. And then he would wake up and he's like, what are you doing, Liz? Get up. And it's like, you're on top of me, mate. Clearly it was you. Like, and, yeah, he didn't realise until he was.
I have heard of this. I have heard that this is a thing.
I wonder if Selena Spooky Boo is going to start a different type of chronicles where she documents her other sleep activity. It's a little off topic, Liz. I'll take the story, but it's a little off topic.
I do have to know, better or worse asleep, your partner, Liz?
Oh, no, much more. I needed more alert, much more motion in the ocean. It wasn't that much effort in the sleep.
Gaundy and Maz. Gaundy and Maz.
Has revolved around lifts for some reason.
Being
I don't
in
know
lift,
why.
Being stuck in a lift, being in a lift in general is awkward. It's awkward as in a lift in general. But there are layers to how awkward it can get. And we've had several conversations off the air about lift incidents. And we thought, well, we need to put it on the air. And as with everything on this show, it needs its own segment, which means it needs a bit of a song or something to introduce it, but we just can't decide.
Well, in the radio game, we call these openers. And
it's an opener, guys.
Now, there's two obvious ones here. The problem is it's two people who have had a long-running rivalry, that being Shannon Knoll and Guy Sebastian.
The original Australian Idol rivals, because Guy Sebastian had a song called Elevator Love.
Yep.
And Shannon Knoll had a song called You've Got a Lift.
Yeah. So which one do we use?
I mean one of the songs is about an elevator, the other not so much, but still.
Depends how you interpret it, Maz. I mean, Shannon Knoll lift says what it is. It is a lift. Would you like to hear that one first?
Yes.
Let's do that one. All right.
Chat.
You got a lift chat. We got lift chat.
I like that.
It's pretty good.
Very catchy.
And we got elevator chat.
I'm addicted to this elevator chat.
I think Guy might win this round. I think Guy might win again. Oh, no.
It's elevator chat.
Not for Knowles. He's
that
lost again.
That is the name of the segment. We just decided then on air.
Okay.
It's elevator chat.
Elevator chat it is.
Gaundy has a story this morning about being in a lift with Serena Williams.
Yeah, from the Australian Open 2012.
Man.
Just Serena and I, that's it. We're the only
two
in the
awkward.
In the lift.
It's awkward in a lift.
Yeah.
Just whenever you get in and there's someone else in a lift, it's awkward. Where do you stand? I feel like the elevator is the original place where we learnt to socially distance from each other. Because you get in a lift and if someone's standing in the middle, like you go to the side. You hug the side because you don't want to stand next to, you usually try and stand behind them. You don't want to stand in front of people in lift. It's so awkward.
So when you walk in and you see Serena Williams and you think, whoa, and it's just you and her.
Is that what you think?
Wow,
you
Serena's
like,
here.
Whoa.
But I didn't reference that it was Serena. So I didn't go, oh my God, you're Serena Williams. Can I get a photo? Instead, I decided to play it really cool and just said, hey, how are you? Like,
did you say hi? Because
I generally
wouldn't say hi to anyone in an elevator.
Oh, but when it's Serena, you got to take. I was like, this. I've literally got maybe 20 seconds with Serena by myself. This opportunity won't come again.
How many levels did you go and where were you when you were in this lift?
This was at the Olsen Hotel in Melbourne. I just moved to Melbourne and the Australian Open was on and work had put me up there.
That's a bit fancy.
Serena was staying on the top level. I was staying somewhere
level three.
Towards the bottom.
Let's say it's level three.
But I get in the lift and Serena says to me, hey, do you have a buzzer to get me to the top floor? I've forgotten my buzzer.
Did she think that you worked at the hotel?
I'm not sure.
Because that is a question you would ask a staff member of the hotel,
not
a member of the public.
I think she was just trying to create conversation. But she didn't have her buzzer. She was like, look, I'm trying to get to the top. I can't access it. I said, I can't access it either. And I do have my buzzer. It's just not going to get you there. And I said, you might have to take the stairs.
Did you have this full conversation with
Yes.
You told Serena Williams.
To take the stairs.
The tennis great
yep.
of the world.
Yeah.
To take the stairs.
It was the only option because I couldn't get her up to the penthouse suite where she was staying. So I said, look, I can't. I tried. And it was very degrading to.
So embarrassing.
Even knowing that my buzzer wouldn't work, I still tried.
You tried it.
I still went beep and then just would not access the penthouse suite.
Access denied.
So I said, look, I can't help you out. She goes, oh, that's fine. And I had to jump out eventually. So I jumped out on my floor. I think I rode it as high as it would go. And then
yes.
I went back down with Serena.
Oh,
and
wow.
then I got out and I said, good luck finding getting up to your penthouse suite.
Good luck, Serena.
I'm buzzing at this stage.
That's
I'm like I've just
a,
shared the lift with Serena.
That's a long conversation
decent,
to have with
right?
someone in a lift, especially.
Yeah. My mind always starts to go to this thing where I go, oh, I could become friends with Serena off the back of that.
Nope.
Like I could be, we've had that moment, who knows where that might lead. So I get into my room and I get on news.com, I'm looking at stories and stuff. The main story, the number one, you know how news.com put that main story?
Yeah.
Serena Williams, single and looking for Aussie blokes in Australia was kind of the headline. True story?
Yeah.
Not making that up. It said she's single, she's in Australia.
And
my mind started to go, maybe Serena was, maybe.
She was hitting on you?
Maybe.
Maybe she, are you, okay.
So here's the thing.
This is interesting because the story that you've told yourself in your head.
Well, I just said maybe. I don't know.
Do you think she did have her access pass?
Maybe.
But she was like asking you for your access pass.
Maybe she wanted to be invited to level three. I'm not sure. But
maybe.
I was working with Hughesy at the time and the next day on the radio show, they got me to write Serena a letter and leave it at reception. which
so
was very embarrassing.
What did you say in the letter?
Hi, Serena.
I'm the guy
from the lift.
That you didn't hit on.
And then I had to give it to reception and say, can you please give this to Serena when you see her?
That's embarrassing.
To this day, I've never heard back from Serena.
Okay.
And that could mean many things.
It could.
Maybe she didn't get it. Maybe she wasn't keen.
All of the above.
Maybe she was and she was too shy. The mind boggles at what it could be, Maz.
Right. Lift maybe chat, the, elevator chat.
Maybe the letter's still sitting there, but Serena.
It's
the
my,
one,
it's
the
my
one
new
that got
favorite
away.
Segment.
Could you imagine us as a couple?
No, absolutely
neither.
Not.
No, neither.
No. She would destroy you at tennis because she's really good at tennis.
And I would let her, Maz. I would absolutely let her. She's very good at tennis. Maz. 3, 2, 1. Okay.
trending right now. Hit.com.au.
People are hanging to find out who this DJ is, Maz.
Okay, well, Rolling Stone magazine named this DJ the sixth most influential DJ in the world.
I'd argue with that. I'd say number one.
No, number one is Tiesto.
Tiesto.
Yeah, Tiesto.
Calvin Harris is in there somewhere.
Calvin Harris is on the list.
Okay.
Swedish House Mafia are up there. Diplo is on the list. But the person that we are focusing on, and when I say focusing, we mean looking at pictures of without his shirt on, is David Guetta. Guys.
53 years old, David Guetta.
53.
Yeah.
And he just posted a picture on Instagram that is men's health cover worthy. He looks good.
Yeah, they're calling him David Shredder, which I love. Great name.
He is shredded.
Ripped.
Do you think that this is what's happened because of the pandemic? He hasn't been able to travel around the world and headline festivals because live music's dead. That's not happening anymore. And so he's just bunkered into David Guetta HQ and just gotten sweetly ripped over the last few months.
The thing that annoys me about these celebrities that get ripped is they've got access to the best. Like he'd have a state-of-the-art gym facility at home.
That's true.
He'd have the money to pay someone to
have a chef,
cook him the right food.
A personal trainer.
So it's easy for them, I feel. But that does not look natural to me, David Guetta. I mean, that 53 years of age is going up on our socials, is it, if you want to see it? Okay, hit New South Wales breakfast. I mean, can you get that ripped at 53?
Do you know what isn't natural is DJing at 53? Let's focus on that.
What's the cutoff age at?
Like 26.
Oh, yeah?
If you are older than the age of 26 years old, DJing is not allowed to be something that you do other than for funsies at a wedding.
Not even if you're making massive coin like that. You know, I feel like if you've made it to a certain level and the big money's rolling in.
Do you know what's really interesting is of that list that Rolling Stone magazine did of the top 25 DJs that rule the earth, a lot of them are in their 40s.
Yeah.
And I was like, is that because there's no new up-and-coming talent? And these guys who have been doing it since they were 20, they've been doing this thing for 20-plus years, and it's the one thing that they chose to do, and so they've kept doing it, and now they're all in their 40s.
Any ladies on that list?
No one wants to go to a festival and see an old man DJing. Well, no one wants to see
lucky
that.
Lucky for them, festivals are dead, so they
online
don't even have to do
festivals.
That.
Festivals. No one wants to see an old man headlining an online festival.
Any ladies on that list, by the way, if you scan through and be
there
interested to know?
There weren't any chicks that I
come
saw.
On.
This was from a year or so ago. There's got to be some chick DJs out there.
Havana Brown?
Nervo?
Not on there.
Those chicks? No, Havana Brown.
DJ Sammy?
Maya Jane Coles. She's at number 15 on the list.
Is the big dog Fat Boy Slim on there?
No.
No Fat Boy.
Norman is not on the list.
Norman.
Is that his real name?
I'm not sure. You said Norman. Yeah,
yeah, it's Norman
right
something. Norman.
They've always got boring names,
remember. It's really
don't
boring.
They? What do I want to focus on this morning?
Fat Boy Slim, he's like, he's got to be pushing 60.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's old. Yeah, man. Fat Boy, more like Old Boy Slim.
He's not getting David Shredder, no way.
No way. He is over the hill. DJ Over the Hill, that should be his new name.
But we do want to chat to people who have gone down the David Shredder road, you know. Did you get fit late?
Yeah, did you start? Because I feel like, Gaundy, you're on a really, really, really slow incline to your peak self.
It's a slow burn.
Like you're what, mid, can we
I'm
say 34. Mid-30s?
34.
It's a mid-30s.
34.
Just embrace it, mate. You're mid. That's the middle part
that's
of
in
the
April.
30 decade.
That's coming.
Yeah,
yes. Fat Boy Slim's 57, by the way.
Yeah, old.
Yeah,
but did you get super shredded in your older years? Because I feel like, Gaundy, I reckon you might hit peak at about 49.
I feel it coming.
This is physical peak fitness, by the way.
I feel
this
it
is
coming.
Like shredded and like protein shakes and working out and topless selfies, all of that gear. Did you start a bit later on? Because you could be the poster boy for this, in poster man.
It sucks when you see people in their 20s and they're in peak physical condition and they've done no work to get it.
Suckers.
If you wait until you're into your 30s, 40s, 50s, like Guetta, you've got to work hard for it. And I just want the inspiration of the people listening this morning.
Is David Guetta not inspiration enough that you can not only have a child's job at 53, but the body of a 20-year-old?
He's living the dream.
Gaundy and Maz.
I'm going to apologise before we do awesome. What we're about to do with Star Wars fans.
Well, look, you've just reviewed the second movie in the Star Wars franchise, which you're watching as part of the Star Wars Appreciation Program.
The Empire Strikes Back gave it barely a three.
Just a three. Barely. Just a bit of a three.
Just
But
scraped.
I love that people are hitting you up on Instagram with Star Wars jokes.
Yep.
Completely unsolicited. This is amazing.
Can I just say now?
You may.
Stop sending them to my Insta. I don't need your lame Star Wars jokes.
You know, the
don't
more
send them to me.
The more you say not to, the more people will do that.
So you like this one. This was, what type of car does Yoda drive? A Toyota. Oh my God.
Okay, 131060.
No.
What is your Star Wars joke? Let's do this. Natasha, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's your Star Wars joke, babe?
This is courtesy of my 6-year-old.
Yep.
What is Darth Vader's wife's name?
Darth Vader's wife's name, I don't know.
What is it?
Elevator.
Elevator.
Darth Vader, elevator.
Elevator. Darth Vader, elevator. Elevator.
Elevator, yeah.
Got it.
Ah,
got it. I got it. Is your 6-year-old a Star Wars nerd?
He is. He's
good.
Obsessed.
Good on him.
What does
what
he
a little
think
legend
of my 3-star review for that movie that I watched, Empire Strikes Back?
Only three.
Only three, yes.
That's the response from a 6-year-old.
Only three.
Only three. Yeah. Thanks, Natasha. Amelia on 131060. What's your Star Wars joke, babe?
Why did Anakin Skywalker cross the road?
I don't know. Why did Anakin Skywalker cross the road?
To get to the dark side.
Yes.
I'm not laughing at any of these.
It's so bad.
It's Amelia. So good. You know, sometimes a joke is so bad it's good.
Amelia.
That's what that was.
I feel like we've known each other a long time now through this radio show, and you often deliver a lot better than that.
This is gold.
But you've really brought yourself down to stoop this low, Amelia.
Amelia, you nailed the brief.
You've really just...
Oh, is that bad?
It is that bad, isn't it?
Oh, come on.
We see eye to eye on that, right?
Let's get...
I'd rather do the washing than watch the movie.
Amelia, you've bounced back with that claim. I agree with that.
Thanks, darling. We've got Jamie on 131060. What's your Star Wars joke?
I reckon I can top Amelia's for badness.
Ooh, okay.
What's R2-D2 short for?
What is R2-D2 short for? I don't know, Jamie.
No, I don't know either.
Because he's got little legs.
That's good.
Look at even producer Matt's laughing. Look at him out there.
That's a really good one.
I can't
he's
even.
He's quite tiny. He's the size of a garbage can.
I can't even fake laugh.
He's
at these.
Fake no. laugh. Have we got any
I actually
more?
Had to adapt that one from a different movie. It's originally what was ET short for?
Oh yeah.
Ah.
Yeah.
Because he's got
short legs. ET. Now there's a great movie. ET is that's a
eye
classic.
On the prize, Jamie. We're talking Star Wars. Can we wrap this up with Natalie? Hello.
Any ET jokes? Hi, Natalie.
Hey, Nat.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's your Star Wars joke, babe?
Who was the most vulgar character out of Star Wars?
Who's the most vulgar character out of Star Wars? I don't know.
R2-D2. They beeped out every word he said.
It's true.
You got a smile out of me.
A little bit of a smile.
A little bit of a grin.
Nat, Reality Eyewear, you've got $70 to spend online at Reality Eyewear on a brand new pair of sunnies for that. Thank you for calling that through.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
And I'd like to apologise to Reality Eyewear that they have to be associated with this as well. I do, from the bottom of my heart, I'm so sorry, guys.
You ready? Gaundy and Maz, the Hit Breakfast Show.